Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have breakfast, strike it rich, listen to this past week in recording history, and have some songs for the upcoming holiday. Don McNeil was born in Galena, Illinois on December 23, 1907 and worked at the local radio station WISN. But in 1933, he drove to Chicago to audition for a morning radio program called The Pepper Pot. Last week on June 23, in 1933, Don McNeil took over the show and renamed it The Breakfast Club. When he started, he was earning $50 a week, but by 1950, the show was so popular, his contract was for $100,000 a year. Radio's first morning variety show was divided into four 15-minute segments for the four calls to breakfast, and featured Fran Allison as Aunt Fanny and Sam Cowling with fact and fiction from Sam's Almanac. The Breakfast Club was broadcast live from WLS and the Blue Network for 15 years and for its last 20 years from various Chicago hotels over the ABC network. The Breakfast Club's last show was on December 27, 1968, and Don McNeil went to that big radio studio in the sky on May 7, 1996. So here to commemorate the Breakfast Club are some rapidly rotating records about breakfast, beginning with the Roof Garden Orchestra.
Thank you. you like for breakfast tomorrow? What would you like for lunch at noon? Isn't it wonderful that we're really going on our honeymoon? Look at the clock, it's almost 11. We're gonna be in heaven soon. Isn't it wonderful that we're really going on our honeymoon? We'll take the car and ride away until we reach our nest. And in our little hideaway, well, you can guess the rest. What would you like for breakfast tomorrow? What would you like for lunch at noon? Isn't it wonderful that we're really going on our honeymoon?
The smart set, when they get their heart set on going low down, they like to disguise it, they don't advertise it at all. And late in the night, when the moon's fading light is about to go down, they steal away where the brown shadows play on the wall. Society sits and dies at the Ritz when they get to feeling right. Always have their breakfast in Harlem. In all the hotels, the swellest of swells are saving their appetite for a little breakfast in Harlem. When the church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high societies mix in rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have their breakfast in Harlem. Church neighbors to their labors awaken. Then high society's mixing rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have the breakfast in Harlem. Breakfast in Harlem.
Around January 22nd of 1930, Libby Holman recorded a vocal version of Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, but we just heard an instrumental version the band recorded for issue in Brazil. Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love was written by Billy Rose and Harry Tobias and is from the 1930 musical picture Be Yourself, starring Fanny Brice, who was married to Billy Rose at the time. Before that, it was Fred L. Buck and John William Sublett, better known as Buck and Bubbles, and Breakfast in Harlem, recorded in London on October 5, 1936. Breakfast in Harlem was written by Irving Caesar, Sam Lerner, and Gerald Marks, and is from the original London production of Transatlantic Rhythm, which opened at the Adelphi Theatre on October 1, 1936. Before Buck and Bubbles, it was the Nat Star Band, and What Would You Like for Breakfast? Charles Nat Starsalar was born in Poland in 1887 and played clarinet and alto sax. He became dance music director for Homophone and Sterno Records from 1928 to 1934 and made an enormous number of records, most under a bewildering array of pseudonyms, such as that one, recorded February 24, 1933, credited to Bernie Blake and his dance orchestra. We started the show with another pseudonym, Fred Rich and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Parlophone 78 as the Roof Garden Orchestra, and Across the Breakfast Table Looking at You. That recording was made April 3, 1930. Across the Breakfast Table Looking at You was written by Irving Berlin and is from Mal Jolson's fourth feature film, Mammy. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Exactly 62 years ago this very day, June 29, 1947, the game show Strike It Rich debuted on the CBS radio. It later moved to NBC radio and to television in the 1950s. Contestants in need of money for medical treatments or other hardships would come on the show and tell their story. If they could answer some relatively easy questions, they could win money, but if they didn't win, they could turn to the Heart Line, a large red heart set up on the stage. It would light up if a home viewer or sponsor called in to offer gifts or money to the contestant. MCs for the show were Todd Russell and Warren Hill, and the announcer was Ralph Paul. Strike It Rich was on the air until 1958. So here to commemorate Strike It Rich are some rapidly rotating records about some wealthy people, beginning with Boyd Center.
Thank you. Well, come on, give, give, give. Yes, yes.
Well, all right then. Fats Waller and His Rhythm, September 28th, 1934, and Serenade for a Wealthy Widow, written by Reginald Forsyth. Before that, it was Geoffrey Goodhart and his orchestra at the Piccadilly Hotel in London in July of 1925 with Poor Little Rich Girl. We started that Strike It Rich set with the jazzologist supreme Boyd Center and his own composition, Rich Man, Poor Man, Beggar Man, Thief, recorded February 6th, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
This normally comes at the end of the show, but it's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Golden Gate Orchestra. Thank you.
in such a wiggle and wobble, warm up the heart, oh, oh, it's 30 below. Turn on the heat, 50 degrees, get past the popper will freeze, oh, 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 start melting the snow. If you were good, my little radiator, if I'm good, you'll get a gumdrop later. Turn on the heat, pour in the oil, start in the bubble and come to a boil. Put the burn on the popper and turn on the heat.
Never know what to do. I just get the darndest feeling every time I look at you. When you're within my reach, I lose the power of speech. I never even say boo-boo-boo. I just get the darndest feeling every time I look at you. With hand extended, you greet me, but my fingers all become thumbs. I go to pieces completely when I see you smile at me. Aha. My feet are on the ground, but I can't move around. My heart is down in my shoes, 'cause I just got the darndest feeling every time I look at you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Golden Gate Orchestra, featuring Adrian Rollini on bass sax and Delirium from June 26, 1927. Next, from June 28, 1929, it was Alfredo and his band and Turn on the Heat, which someone has already done around here in Southern California. The vocalist there was Joe Lee. We finished up with Harry Roy at the Mayfair Hotel, June 28, 1936, and Every Time I Look at You, written by Sidney Mitchell and Sam H. Stept. That's from the fastest, maddest, peppiest dance jamboree to zip across the screen, the 1936 musical picture Dancing Feet. At least that's how it was billed. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is the fastest, maddest, peppiest music jamboree to zip across the airwaves, rapidly rotating records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. The 4th of July is coming up on Friday, and you hear a lot of marches around this time of year. So this next segment is a set of marches, beginning with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra.
Ta-ta-ta, ta-ra-ta-ta, hark of the trumpet note so high. Take your beat in time to follow on behind when the band goes marching by. A heart to the tune to the flute and the piccolo so shrill. Rum-ta-da-tum on the side and kettle drum. Heart to the clarinet. Heart to the sexes as they mourn. A heart to the curious tone of the great big stones that fall. And also the blaring big trombone.
frontier, marching along together, whistling till the skies are clear, swinging along the highway, over the road that's wide. Without a bugle, without a drum, we meet to chase the jinx. Oh, rum-tee-tiddly, here we come, we're happy hinky-dinks. Marching along together, life is wonderful side by side.
Company, all in, right. Squad, right. Smile, lad. Right, skip it. Hey, take your eyes off those gals. Heads, up, left, right. Squad dress, with a piccolo and a drum, we'll have a lot of fun. Oh, rum-tee-tiddly, here we come. Hey, Winchell, you'd better run. Marching along together, yowza, life is wonderful side by side.
Bernie and all the lads there marching along together on August 21st, 1933. Marching Along Together was written by Edward Pola, Franz Steininger, and Mort Dixon, and was quite a popular song since Paul Whiteman recorded it on July 20th, 1933, Ted Weems on August 4th, and Irving Aronson on October 12th. Marching Along Together was preceded by a version of Under the Double Eagle, which I dare say you haven't heard before. I know I hadn't. That was Charlie LaPrade and the Blue Ridge Highballers recording for Columbia, March 23, 1926. Charlie Washington LaPrade was born on November 17, 1888, in Franklin County, Virginia. He started playing stringed instruments as a boy and did receive some formal training on the violin. He formed the Blue Ridge Highballers in the mid-20s with Lonnie Griffith on guitar and Arthur Wells on banjo, and the group cut 16 sides for Columbia, 14 of which were issued. We began that March set with Ray Noble and the new Mayfair Orchestra with George Baker providing the vocal on When the Band Goes Marching By. That was recorded August 25th, 1932.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Here for the upcoming 4th of July celebration here in the U.S. is a set of patriotic songs, beginning with Arthur Fields. Thank you.
pick up and laugh, and always a shine and hold land, though right or wrong. United we stand for God and country, at no one's command we'll ever be. America first and last and always, sweet land of freedom and liberty.
Thank you.
Boyd began this final segment of Rapidly Rotating Records with the Manhattan Dancemakers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, with Arthur Fields providing the vocal on America First, Last, and Always. That was written in 1926 by Bernie Grossman, Arthur Sizemore, and Larry Shea, and recorded March 9, 1927. That was followed by George Olson and his music and their rendition of American Tune, recorded June 18, 1928. The vocal trio there was James Kern, Fran Fry, and Bob Borger. We finished up with Herschel Brown and his Happy Five with Herschel Brown on Washboard, recording in Atlanta, Georgia on March 19, 1929, and Liberty. This is Glenn Robison, and I wish you a safe and pleasant 4th of July holiday, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.